station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's August 6th and we're back.
We're
back as always. We have a no-show guest today, but we also have a phone guest that's going to call in, an inventor. So
yeah.
He works with kids and stuff, so that sounds interesting. And maybe our guest will still show. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But it sucks when they don't, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You have to be here. You know, the show's going to be about you. You got to be here, and you got to be here on time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's too bad.
That's too bad.
Oh well.
Yeah. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm doing fine, thanks. Let's go home now.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. That's it for the show.
We're both doing great. That's all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in the news and stuff. Did you hear about Alex Rodriguez and like A-Rod, you know, with
mm-hmm.
all of his problems that he's having with having taken drugs and all that stuff?
Ugh.
So he was suspended for about 211 games. But my question is, why do you just suspend him? I mean, and why does a guy stay a star? I mean, obviously, he became good by taking drugs, so that's not mm-hmm. really him, right?
Yeah.
So
no,
why would
I know,
people
that's
still?
Fair.
Yeah, you know. That. So yeah, it's not an equal playing field anymore. And what happens is that, you know, the same with Lance Armstrong. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah,
like they wouldn't
have
been the stars that they are if they hadn't taken these drugs. You know?
Yeah, I'm almost surprised that they haven't like caught them with this sooner.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
With how. You know, how strict they are with everything. Like,
right.
I'm surprised. And they, like, go down the line. It's like, oh, yeah, he's been using for, you know, X amount of years. And
right.
it's like, what? How did you not catch this?
Right.
Like, this is your job. You know, people are so strict about this.
Right.
I don't know
and
why it takes so long sometimes.
Yeah, they test them all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Unless maybe they're getting, like, paid off or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but the thing is that I don't think they should be stars. I think they should be disgraced because they didn't get to be a star on their own. You know, they
mm-hmm.
needed help, and that sucks. You know, so I mean, there could have been better players out there that should have gotten the credit and all that, but
yeah,
you know, so just to suspend him, I don't think is a good answer. But you know.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say?
I mean,
you know?
What can you do? He's
so he's
a huge
still playing,
name
though,
in
yeah.
the sports industry. So I mean,
I know.
You know,
I know,
it's all about the, you know, it's all about.
And
the
he
money,
still won't
so.
Come clean. You know, I mean, people are asking him. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he won't come with a straight answer. You know,
the heck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
People are asking him. You know, have you used drugs and stuff? And he comes out with excuses and, you know.
And it's like, don't they think about the consequences? You know what I mean? Like, that's what gets me, especially, like, you know, for Lance Armstrong. It's like, he's
right.
got kids.
Right.
Like, he has tiny humans that look up to him.
Right.
You know, like, that's not, it's, yeah. you know, a father figure then, and, it, like, a hero of, you know, the sports industry. Like, that's,
yeah.
you know, that's not the way to do it. Like, was it all worth it?
Yeah.
To be where you are now, and everybody
right.
looks at you like a cheater.
Well, maybe, yeah, but you know what? It's probably still worth it. What the hell, you know? I mean,
yeah,
you make a lot of money.
Yeah,
it
could be.
You
Who
get,
knows?
You
and
get
that's
fame.
The thing. I also find that, you know, people could be very forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like once enough time
right.
has gone by, people are, you know.
Yeah, people forget.
Shit happens, and then people come back to it and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like look at Anthony Weiner, you know. I mean, it's like we forgot all about it, and he was running for mayor.
And he was doing well, too.
He was doing well.
That's what I don't get. He was on his way up.
So you're right.
No pun intended. Sorry, I had to go there. Dirty mind today. Dirty mind.
Really? Well, what happened to you?
Yeah. I don't know. My mind's just, it's Tuesday. My mind's in the gutter.
Today.
I got to keep myself entertained somehow.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I was, reading this Yahoo News and looking at these photos of friggin' Britney Spears going to church.
Oh, really?
Wearing these, like, skin-tight dresses. Yeah, like, ridiculous. Like, going to her place of worship on a Sunday, and they've got all these photos of her.
Wow.
In these tight dresses, like, boobs pushed out, barely covering ass on the skirt. Oh, yeah, and she's going to church.
Yeah.
You know, like, the baby one more time, she's wearing, like, a naughty schoolgirl outfit. So I'm like, well, maybe that's just her.
Isn't she too old for that now?
The rebel in her. I don't know.
High school outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, like classic, like schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that music video? Did you ever see that?
No. what was it called?
I think it was for the Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, okay.
And she wore, it was like the classic, like plaid, short, like schoolgirl, you know, skirt.
Like a uniform.
And the little like cropped, tied white top. And then she had, I think, like these little like pink foofy pom-pom ball things in her hair. And she had, like, pigtails with braids coming down.
Yeah.
And it was all, you know.
So that was the
video? She was
wearing,
like, white knee-high socks or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the whole get-up. Yeah, she's wearing it in the music video. Which is kind of funny. Like, the Catholic school
she
girl.
She started to disappear, though, huh? I mean, when was her last album?
Well, she's actually got a song. I think it's in the new Smurf movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called, like, Ooh La La or something, which makes absolutely no sense. If you've ever heard of it, it's like, why? What does this have to do with this Smurf movie?
Well, maybe it does if we listen to the lyrics, yeah.
I don't know. To me, it personally makes absolutely no sense at all. But, yeah, I don't know.
Smurf movie. Wow.
Yeah, I never saw the first one. Did you see the first
one? No, it's, you know, I mean, some cartoons are okay.
Yeah.
But or animated movies and stuff. But the Smurfs is really aimed at little kids, you know. It's not like Despicable Me or some of the Pixar movies.
Well, I feel like also like the Smurfs, that was even like just a little bit before my time. Like I might have, you know, caught an episode or two when I was really young, but it really wasn't like I feel like the Smurfs now is more for like a like a generation just like a tiny bit older than me that would have watched it all the time.
Probably,
I'm guessing it's probably like one of those movies where like, on the surface it's for kids, but there's probably a lot of like innuendos in there. You know, that would be my guess.
You think so, huh?
Yeah,
in a kid's movie like that.
I think so. Wow. You know, you'd be surprised of how many kids' movies are like that.
Yeah.
If you watch something and a kid will think it's funny one way, and you'll be like, whoa, I can't believe they just put that in there and got away with it. But, you know, kids don't see it the way adults do.
Right.
Again, my dirty mind in the gutter. What's going on?
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know.
This is funny. It reminds me, I got a package yesterday from a future guest. And it's a company that makes all kinds of lubricants and lotions and things like that, and pills for stamina and things like that. So it was like a whole package full. I don't know what to do with them all.
Like a love package. It's so funny because I see those in the hotel rooms in Vegas. You know, you've got like the option of like a mini bar, and then they have like these like love packets.
Oh, really?
Wow. And you could like purchase them in your hotel room. They come with like condoms and lubricants,
like flavored lubes and things like that.
Yeah, like a bunch of, you know, random little trinkets. So
I know.
It's like,
charming. You know, maybe I should try it, but you know, I don't know. We'll have to see. But it's like all fancy packaging and everything, and it's like be harder, longer, bigger type of a thing, you know? By putting a lotion on your member.
What kind of guest was this?
Yeah.
Who's
it's a company
guest?
that makes the stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the stuff is very popular. You believe it or not? I mean, it's a huge industry.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I don't know. I can't see how rubbing lotion on my member is going to make it bigger, but, you know.
Oh, but what'll they think of next?
Yeah, maybe they know something we don't.
Apparently. I don't know.
Wow.
That's
funny.
That's charming.
Yeah.
Clever.
So, we'll see. Have you ever been to those sex stores and stuff like Hustler? And
you know, it's funny. I was just going to say there's a store like just not too far from me down the street called The Pleasure Chest.
The Pleasure Chest, right.
Yeah.
They were one of the original
it's
ones.
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah,
and it's just so funny because I was actually walking yesterday. I was walking to Trader Joe's. On a side note, I was super pissed off because I love sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, this is a really good deal. So I was there, you know, just a few days ago, and I picked up a sack of sweet potatoes and brought them home. And literally, like, the next day, I went to, like, grab it, and all of a sudden, it was, like, dripping. Like they went bad, because you know how potatoes turn to liquid when they
go
bad?
Right.
And I was like, no freaking way. Like, I was so upset.
It must have been sitting
there
forever.
So then it was, yeah, like,
in
I don't
store.
Get it, but I just bought them, you know?
Right.
So... So I am, you know, walking back to, either way, you know, I get to, you know, Trader Joe's, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, I think that seems to be happening a lot, just exchange, take a new one. But anyway, so on the way, you know, walking to there, I'm, you know, I pass by the Pleasure Chest, and it's just so funny to, like, see all, like, the different people that are walking in and out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, a couple that's walking out, and they're, like, holding hands, but they're all, like, giddy and giggly, and they're, like, looking around, like, seeing, like, oh, is anybody, like, watching us? Like, does anybody know that we just came out of here? Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it's a lot
so
more acceptable
but they were, like, they were kind of, like, a, I don't know, an older-ish, like, middle-aged couple.
Yeah.
You know, very, like, conservatively dressed.
Right.
It was, yeah,
yeah,
it was
you don't know what happens in people's bedrooms, you know? I mean, it's a whole different thing.
I know. And it's got to be so interesting to have a job at a place like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just people coming in just nonchalantly being like, where is your cock and ball torture section? Oh, it's right here. Let me show you all the different options that we have. These are scrotum clamps.
Oh, God.
These are, I don't know, I'm just making up
they,
shit at
no,
this
No, but
point.
They have all this shit, I'm telling you. I get, like, the sex toy industry trade magazine every month, and you'd be amazed at the number of toys that they have, all kinds of products and shit.
Yeah, they're, like, expensive,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, you know, some of the things are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can get vibrators for $40-$50. You know, it's not that bad. But yeah, they have all kinds of, like, weird shit, you know, like a mold of porn stars' genitals and things like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just pretty much fuck that piece of rubber, you know. I don't see
hilarious.
How people can,
like,
do that, you
just
know.
Buy, like, a mold of Jenna Jameson's ass.
Right.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I know, and then having to clean it, man, it's so gross, you know.
Oh yeah,
you have to clean that shit, you know.
Oh man. Oh, it sounds so complicating. It's very like 50 Shades of Grey, you know, the Red Room of Pain.
Oh, is that what they had? A Red Room of Pain?
Kind of. Well, yeah, because in the book, you know, it's basically about, you know,
right,
this
about S&M
dude
and stuff,
and,
right?
You know, sex and all that. But he's
right.
got this red room with, like, every type of, you know, toy and whatever
oh, really?
You could possibly imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds pretty sick to me, but what can I tell
yeah.
you? You know. I guess women love that. You know, it's liberating for them.
I guess
them.
So. Well, I mean, it's not all like that's the first book. Like I'm on the third one now.
Yeah.
So I mean, it becomes, you know, like it's more like lovable ish
yeah.
later on. Like it's not all like crazy S&M. You
right.
know,
yeah.
beat each other up nonsense all the time. But it's, you know, it's
yeah.
it's entertaining for a. single female like myself.
Yeah.
The funniest is like reading it on the plane.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Just because, like, I don't know, I just get so paranoid. Like,
Really?
Who's behind me? Who's reading that? Because some of this stuff, it's like, you know, I got to, like, monitor my facial reactions. You know, because I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, it'll be something like, you know, some crazy, shocking sex escapade. And, you know, it's like, if people are, like, watching my face right now, this could be bad news bears for me.
Wow.
Oh, and also, like, little kids, you know, they're like, can you read? I hope not.
So do you get turned on when you read the book, or is it just pretty much in your head?
It depends. Some of the stuff is, you know, quite graphic.
Graphic,
and, yeah. It's
wow. I have to check out that book. But it just, you know, it's like so marketed for women that not many men are reading it, you know?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's like, because, you know, like, he, like, buys her a car and he owns a helicopter, and it's just, you know, and it's interesting because I noticed that they, you know, the author doesn't describe, you know, the main female character, Anastasia Steele. She doesn't describe her look very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, and somebody once told me it's because they want readers to, you know, be able to identify themselves as her.
Right.
You know, so they're not very, like, specific as what she looks like, so people aren't just imagining this character. They could potentially be imagining themselves as that character.
Oh, right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I find myself doing that many times. Like, not sure what she looks like, but maybe if she looked like me, and if Christian Grey looks like that, this could be a good time.
I know. I wonder who they're going to pick for the movie, you know?
I know.
They've been talking about it and stuff. And,
I know. I'm just dying to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whoever gets the part, man, is going to be
a
big star.
I'm hoping it's Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood.
Oh, yeah?
He plays Vampire Eric. Oh, he is so hot. I love him.
They might bring a newcomer, though, to the show, to the movie. Who knows? You know?
That would be...
Sometimes they do that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I think they would actually be almost smarter to do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Christian Grey needs to be... Christian Grey and not like an existing, you know, I know, he used to play this in that movie, and he used to be like, you know, this is like, this guy needs to be like every woman's ultimate fantasy man, you know, so he's got to be good looking, and he's got to be able to act too, obviously,
you
know.
So why do you think so many women are fascinated by this S&M and stuff? Do you think it's sort of like a little secret that they keep, and a lot of women want to be dominated and things like that?
It could be, I mean, we, you know, us women, we're not, I feel like sometimes we're not very vocal about our fantasies, which is interesting. We like to, like, keep it a secret, because I don't know if we just feel like one day if a guy just, you know, does what we want him to, it's like, oh, wow, like, he gets me. He can read my mind. Like, he knows what I like, you know? Maybe it's, I don't know, I haven't really been in, you know, much of a bedroom situation in quite some time, so I really can't contribute much to this
I hope you don't forget how it
sexual
works.
Sexual conversation, but oh my gosh, I know, who knows? Who knows when that day comes what's going to happen, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a virgin, but...
Right.
It's just,
but
you
it's
know,
by
I'm
choice.
A good girl.
You, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By choice, you decided to...
Yes.
To not do anything for a while.
Yes. Until I, you know, meet the right guy. And
it doesn't
right.
bother you, huh? I mean, you can go just fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it works pretty much, you know. But, I mean, I'm just shocked at the success of these books, you know, because, you know, I guess... Nobody thinks that women fantasize so much about this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more like a male fantasy and all that stuff, but But I still don't get all this S&M, you know. I don't know why people need something like that to be turned on, and I don't think I would be turned on by it, but I guess some people would, you know.
Yeah.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, all the elaborate costumes and the leather and the rubber and the chains.
I know some of it's like way too extreme.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand it. You know, I mean, I can understand maybe tying up your hands or something, you know, mm-hmm. so you can just lie there and, so, and people can do things to you and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, or like handcuffs and
yeah, you
whatever.
Know, something like that. But yeah, some people really go like, you know, with this gag ball they put in their mouth and
yeah, ugh.
And,
it sounds kind of awful.
Yeah, and spanking and stuff, you know. I mean, I can see a woman dominating you, like, sexually and stuff. That's a turn-on, you know. Mm-hmm. Let her come and sit on you and take charge and things like that, you know. But to be like a slave and have her ride you like a dog or like a horse or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, you know, way out there.
Yeah.
But people are into that, you know, into dominatrix and stuff, you know.
Yeah, some I mean, people are.
Yeah, they want to be abused, you know. And yeah, it always comes back to sex, you know. It always comes back to sex.
Yeah.
Because I think all these kinks that people get is from, you know, the way they're fucked up when they're kids.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Was just going to say. I yeah. was like, what kind of childhood did you have?
I know. You discover sex and then things are associated with it. And suddenly you have a foot fetish or something. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, there's guys that like dirty socks and shit, you know. And callous feet and all that. I mean, ugh. Where do you get that, you know? I don't know. Where does that come from?
I have no idea. I mean, personally, I've never heard of such a thing, but that's interesting.
You've heard of foot fetish, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
So guys like all kinds of feet, you know? I mean, high-heeled shoes, bare feet, you know, and...
I guess they're called leave-a-mons, the high-heeled shoes. I remember first time somebody said that to me, like, those are leave-a-mons. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, they're leave-a-mons,
you
your shoes. And I'm like, what? Like, your I'm like, and he's like, never mind, you know, clearly, like, my virgin mind, I don't understand, whatever. You know, and then I just looked like a total idiot. And then right. it eventually came to me, and I was like, oh, you mean like during sex, right? Got it. Okay. Light bulb. It, you know, I'm slow with that stuff. It took me a little minute, but I eventually figured it out.
Leave-a-mons.
yeah. Leave-a-mons.
Yeah. Wow. That's
an actual
funny,
term.
Yeah.
And then I said it to, you know, somebody else. I said it to like one of my girlfriends. Like, yeah, this guy. He liked my shoes. He called them leave-a-mons. And she was like, oh, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, oh, okay, so it is a term. She knows what it is.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, it's not just the dude. I'm like, all right. I'm just slow.
Yeah. Wow. I know. People like all kinds of things, and it's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So when I look through this magazine and stuff, and I see all the different toys, and it's like nipple clamps and... What else do they have? Like stuff you pierce with and, you know, yeah. I mean, it's like I don't understand it, you know.
Yeah.
I guess some guys also like to take it from behind. And so they have like special strap-on dildos for women to do guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And
I don't know how I feel about that.
There's another thing.
It's like my future boyfriend
it, you know?
Or whatever was like, hey, babe, yeah. You want to do something fun tonight? You want to put a strap on and ride me? Like, what the fuck? I don't know how I would how I would take that.
I know, it's crazy, you know. And people, I mean, some of the kinks that people have, you know, like imagine like you know, people do like DP, like double penetration. You know that it.
Oh my
it's
God!
Like it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
two guys ugh. Doing you at the same time, but then you see like movies about double anal.
No.
Yeah, it's like two guys are in there at the same time.
No freaking way!
I mean, first of all, who's the guy that would agree to do something like this? That's the first thing. So, I mean, guys will fuck anything, anywhere, anyhow. You know,
oh
they just
gosh.
Do. And but for the woman, you know, I mean, how dirty can you get? You know,
oh my gosh.
Before,
I mean,
like, you're satisfied.
You just, yeah. Yeah, that really takes a special person.
A special person.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, I just thought of a funny story that this girl told me one time. I guess her, you know, boyfriend or guy she was hooking up with, whatever. She said... you know, that they, I don't know, they were like having a party, whatever. And she's like, I'm, you know, drunk, I'm tired, I'm going upstairs, I'm going to bed. So, you know, so she goes to sleep and, you know, he comes back and he's all like drunk or whatever. And then I guess, I don't know how it got to this point, but it's been a while since, you know, she's told the story, but I guess she like wakes up and she, there's like a freaking like dildo thing like laying kind of on her stomach and he's like sucking it off. Like he's giving a blow, like her boyfriend or whatever is giving a blowjob to a dildo that's like on, you know, her stomach, you know, down by her.
What the fuck is that?
And yeah, and she wakes up to him doing that. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, where did you get that? And she, like, just went apeshit and freaked out on him and then left. Like, I don't blame her. Like, oh my gosh, I could not imagine being in that situation. Like, just waking up and, like, like, you really think you know someone, you know?
Yeah.
And then they go and do something like that.
I know, God, the secrets that people keep, man, it's amazing, you know. Yeah. I mean, I pride myself on being plain vanilla, you know. I mean, I can enjoy sex, you know, just normal, you know, do different positions, different this, different that, that's fine, you know. But to start introducing all these, like, different things, you know, I mean, even a toy every now and then is fine, although they distract me with the buzzing sound and all that, so I don't really like that. It sounds like a fucking lawnmower in the bedroom. You're like, you know? So it's kind of a turnoff to me. But at the same time, yeah, you know, I mean, I can totally relate to a woman, you know, playing with a dildo and stuff and things like this, you know. Have you seen those products? They're called Screaming O's. And they're like, it's like a cock ring, but it has a little vibrator on the top and stuff for the woman, so it's like, yeah. So those are pretty neat, you know. It's a disposable thing. You use it once and then you throw it away, you know. And yeah, they're really cool. They come in like candy packages, you know.
Oh my gosh. Of
course. So they do. So things like that are okay, you know.
Yeah, I love how they try to make them look so innocent and cute, like some of them have like the little like bunnies, you know.
Oh, the
like,
rabbit, they call it the rabbit.
It's like, well, like it's such a innocent little creature.
Yeah, the rabbit, for those of you who don't know, it's a vibrator, and then it has a little attachment for the clit and stuff like that. So,
yeah, so, and it's like a bunny. So that attachment, like
it looks like a rabbit. So those are pretty popular from what I read.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's funny because I, another funny story about my sexual naiveness.
Yeah.
There was, when I was back home, you know, in the Midwest, I guess this is the thing to do, you know, a friend of mine, one of my best girlfriends, like from high school, was like, oh, hey, oh my gosh, you should totally come over. You know, you should come over because, you know, we're having a surprise party.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm like, so, you know, whose birthday is it? Because she's like, oh, it's just going to be like all girls, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm thinking like a surprise birthday party, you know? I'm thinking, well, what time do I have to be there? Like, I should be there, obviously, before the birthday girl shows up, you know, because it's a surprise party, you know? And she just, like, laughs, and she's like, or texts is like, ha, 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 and then be there at, you know, be at my house at 7 p.m. I'm thinking, okay, cool. You know, so I show up, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting, and, you know, and she's like, yeah, welcome to the surprise party. And I'm like, well, like, where is everybody? And, you know, she's like, oh, we're all over here. And you know, and I walk into the room, and there's this table set up of, like, a bunch of, like, toys. Crazy sex toys. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is an interesting thing. Okay, so then I go, so who's the birthday girl? When does the birthday girl arrive? When's the surprise party? And they all just started cracking up. They're like, oh, my God, you really don't know, do you? I'm like, no. They're like, a surprise party is basically like a, you know, because I remember my mom used to go to like demonstrations for like candles or Tupperware or Pampered Chef, you know, and somebody would come and present all the stuff, you know, and you can buy things. And it was usually, you know, things like candles and stuff like that. And, you know, so it's like, you know, they used to call them demonstrations. You know, so then they're like, yeah, it's kind of like a demonstration. I'm thinking, wait, so now somebody's going to demonstrate these things? Like, no. It's just called surprise parties, and it's just for a bunch of girls, and there's, you know, a female that just, you know, shows all the different, you know, fun options that you can buy.
And they used to call those pleasure chest parties, you know, at least here they did.
Oh, wow.
So we mentioned the pleasure chest, and that's what those parties were are called. But, that's funny.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. And I couldn't really, you know, I had carry-on. I was, you know, flying back to L.A. The next day. So it's not like I could really, you know, indulge in shopping for any of the products. But actually, one thing I did get, I haven't even used it yet, but it's like this cool, like, it's shaped like a heart, and it's like liquid, and there's like a little like metal thing in there, and when you break it, like the whole thing gets like super hot, and it's a good like massaging thing. And I was just gonna like use it for, you know, from like my car accident, because like my back hurts a lot and stuff, and you know, just use it for that. But I don't know, I'm like not strong enough to break the little metal thing. So it's like, oh, now I get this, why they have to do that. So obviously the guy will do that. You know, uses so like a erotic sexual thing. But I'm like, oh, I'll just use it for my bad back. Like, again, sexual naiveness.
I know.
Yeah.
You know,
good times.
People pull all stops for these things. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what other toys they have. I mean, a lot of anal stuff, you know. I don't get that one. But I guess for gays, mostly, and there's women that are into it too, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like so weird. Did you ever watch, I mean, did you ever see a picture of two guys having like hardcore sex?
Have you ever seen a picture?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, not willingly, at least. but I've gone to the pleasure chest before, so yeah. I'm sure I've seen something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you're straight and you haven't seen it before, it's kind of a shock, you know? I mean, you look at it and two manly men, you know, are like sucking each other off, or, you know, or penetrating each other.
Yeah.
And you look and you go, man, this is not something that I'm used to looking at.
Well, I mean, even those billboards in West Hollywood, though.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like there's one that I can't exactly make it out, but I have a feeling that it's, like, incredibly, I don't know.
Sexy.
It looks like, it looks, you know, like something, like they're doing something, but they're not actually really showing anything, but you could just tell it's skin and skin and body parts, and I don't know. But yeah, there's all these like billboards and advertisements in West Hollywood for, you know, like, you know, condoms and whatever, and it's like two dudes,
I know that's the thing, though, is that I envy them, because they get a lot of sex, you know. I mean, they're, because it's like all men, you know, there's nobody to say no. You know, a woman would sometimes say no, you know, let's not do it.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. How funny.
With guys, it's just, you know, they have sex. That's why there's a lot of anonymous sex going on with gays, and when they don't know each other, they just get it on in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
So, so that's why I think in general, gays are pretty promiscuous, because, you know, it's men and men, you know, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not, but the sex drive, the fantasies are similar, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So.
They're funny ones.
So
man.
They
I
get
was
as much
West
sex
Hollywood
as they want.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
And they're all like, they're so funny, especially when they're drunk, because they just, oh my gosh, they're all like holding hands. Like some of them are like, it's cute. Like you actually see like legit couples. And I saw a couple walking past, and my friend's like, oh yeah, I actually I know them. They've been together for like 10 years.
Wow.
You know, so it's actually like real legit gay couples that
I've met several
in love, and, you know, like
long-term
real couple,
relationships,
but,
you know, 10, 20 years easily.
Yeah.
Wow.
But most of the other ones are just running around like grabbing each other and, you know, sticking their butts out at each other. And
oh, that's funny.
Jumping all over the place. But,
yeah, but there's so much fun
there's
in general.
So
you know,
much fun.
Everybody should have at least one gay friend.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
For sure. Yeah, and obviously growing up in the theater world, you know.
Yeah.
I had a lot of gay friends back in Chicago. But,
oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Fun times,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So much for our two guests, man. Not just one, but two have flaked out.
I know. I was just going to say, where's that
The studio guest is not here. The phone caller is not here.
I was kind of interested to hear, you know, about the kids' inventions.
Yeah, you know, and that's what pisses me off. I mean, we're so booked solid for weeks. And then, you know, you make time for somebody. You're taking away somebody else's opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then you don't show up, you know.
Yeah, I know. And
but I'm a sucker for that. I always forgive them and rebook them and everything, you know. So I just don't
and then
like.
And again, I mean, you don't know like what happens.
Exactly. But you know, you gotta at least let people know, you know.
Yeah.
There's gotta be some way people can let you know.
Mhm.
You know, they have my phone number. They have my email address. They can let you know, but to just not show up, that pisses me off, you know? I mean, if you call even the last minute, I mean, these things happen, you know? They do happen.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But just not to acknowledge it, man, really pisses me off.
You know, brought, like, a friend in with me today, just, like, for the heck of it, you
know?
Exactly. If we knew, like, this morning, I could be like, hey, come on, you know, come to work with me. Come on the show. Just hang out, you know? We didn't
that's
have a guest
true.
Today, and, you know, it could be
Could be
a fun time.
But that's the thing. I mean, we have new people that want to be guests, and I have to put them off for like 3 weeks or something.
Oh, you know? I know. Me too. I ran into some friends last night that I really love to have on the show. And I'm like, yeah, but we're a good, you know, a few weeks out. We're pretty booked up. So,
I know. Well, what can you do?
Oh, well.
Yeah. So that thing on Venice Beach, you heard about that?
Oh,
about
my God. The guy that just drove his car into a bunch of people. Oh,
right.
That's so gross.
I know. And one woman was killed. A woman that came from overseas, a tourist that was celebrating her wedding.
That's just the worst.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, I was there the previous Sunday, I was there at about the same place.
Yeah.
That this happened, and you go, wow, man, this is scary shit, you know?
It is. It really is, because I just feel like everybody's going crazy.
Yeah.
Like everyone's just flipping out, going nuts, and it's like now everybody's going to be so paranoid, and I feel like everyone's constantly, like, looking over their shoulder, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, all these shootings,
they just come
out of nowhere and just open fire.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, you know what I mean? How do you really prepare yourself for something like that?
Yeah.
Also, somebody just driving on a bridge. And that's what's even, you know, scarier is when it hits so close to home. Like, especially because you were just there.
Places
like,
that you hang out.
If I would have only gone a week later, that could have easily been me.
Right. Wow. That would not have been good, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people were saying that he was aiming directly at people. It's not like he was swerving to avoid anybody or anything, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So then
disgusting.
So then he turned himself in to the police a couple hours later. They didn't catch him. I guess he just hit him and he ran, you know.
Wow.
So, that's scary shit, man.
Yeah,
that's
at least he turned himself in, but it's like, is he completely insane?
Well, we're going to find out what it is. I'm sure he is. He's probably mentally ill or something. I mean, people don't just do these things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Yeah.
So, check this out. I guess two boys were having a sleepover, right? Now, they're not saying where the parents are or anything in the story, but two boys, age 5 and 7, lived in an apartment above a pet store, right?
Okay.
So they were discovered dead, both of them.
Oh, my God.
A python escaped the pet store, got in through the ventilation or whatever into a hole, you know, climbed to the second story and choked these guys, these kids to death, strangled them to death.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, pythons are pretty big. I mean, this one was about 100 pounds. That's a pretty heavy snake, you know, and killed both of them. I mean, these are like 5 and 7-year-olds, you know.
How were they left alone?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand,
I mean,
you know.
That's part
of the story I didn't read. And
yeah, I mean, 5 and 7, that's, Those are little kids. You can't leave them alone by themselves.
I know, and they were discovered by the owner of the pet store. I mean, how can that be? I don't understand the story at all.
That's weird.
But yeah, but where were the parents? That's what I don't understand, you know.
Yeah, so were they just abandoned or what?
Yeah.
Like that's weird.
Yeah. So yeah, they're saying a lot of people are getting killed by snakes and stuff, you know.
Mhm.
So wow, I mean, can you imagine? Wow, that's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, especially for those little kids. Oh my God.
Yeah. Some people are good with snakes, you know. I get scared of them.
Like me, I'm good with snakes.
Oh, are you good with snakes?
Did I ever show you that picture?
Which one?
It's on my Facebook,
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Then I'll check it out. What, you with a snake?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I thought we talked about this.
Did we talk about you with a snake?
Yeah.
No,
see,
I don't remember that.
Here, this one's on my Instagram.
Oh, wow. You are holding a fucking snake and he's kissing you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can feel like his little tongue on my cheek, like he was actually giving me little kisses.
Was this your was this not the first time you were close to a snake?
No. Yeah, no. I think we talked about this. I think when I was in Florida with my cousin, we took a photo with like this huge snake. I couldn't hold it up by myself. We needed two of us.
Really?
It was so massive and so heavy.
Yeah.
It was yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love snakes.
Really?
I think they're so fascinating.
It amazes me that some women do love snakes. It's amazing to me, you know. I never had to run into a live one, and I hope I never do.
Yeah, obviously, like, I wouldn't want, like, a crazy poisonous one that's going to kill me or a freaking python that's going to strangle me. But,
right.
But I mean, you know, I like, you know, like the one I'm holding in this photo. It's a cute little...
I don't know, the cute would be
snake.
The word I would use. But, okay.
I don't know. I've always been kind of a reptile girl. Like I had, when I was a kid, you know, because we're all allergic to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chameleon
mm-hmm.
and a bearded dragon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've always kind of been a, you know, a reptile kid.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't really have, like, the fluffy pets. You know, because everybody was allergic. Except for later on, I ended up with a bunny. I miss him so much. Oh, my gosh, so cute. He's living downtown Chicago right now. his name was Cayman. Oh, he's so cute. But before that, I always had reptiles and fish
really?
And stuff.
Really? So you like that?
Snails. Yeah. Mm. The chameleon was cool. Oh, my gosh, so cute. It would, like, change colors.
Yeah.
You know, it was so fascinating. And the bearded dragon, he was he was pretty awesome,
Reptilians
too.
Reptilians is one of the group of living things that I'm not that attracted to, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to deal with them, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. You know, I'd pick them up and...
Yeah, I'd like to see when there's a tarantula around you or something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, see, now that's a whole different story.
But that's
spiders,
a reptile,
tarantulas.
Too, you know.
I draw the line. Ew. I couldn't... Oh, my God, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh, my
much.
Gosh, I'm so afraid of bugs.
Yeah.
Like, any bug I see, I'm like, ah, Windex! And I'll spray him with Windex. I'm so scared of bugs. That's a good thing about LA is there really aren't that many.
Yeah, that's true. Not a lot of mosquitoes and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, mosquitoes. Yeah. I mean, you can't see them, but you definitely know when they've been there because you're like itching, and then you got, you know, welts all over you. And,
that's true. We don't have a lot of bugs here.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly flies and stuff, which
take that back. I mean, I was laying out by my pool just getting a little tan on,
mm-hmm.
and I hear this loud buzzing, and I mean, this thing, it had to have been some kind of crazy beetle, something, I don't know, but it was freaking huge.
Really?
Like, at first from, like, a distance, I kind of thought, like, you know, by the way, its wings were fluttering. I'm like, oh, maybe it's, like a hummingbird.
Right.
But I'm like, no, this thing's, like, slightly bigger than a hummingbird.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. I was so scared, and it kept like flying around the complex. So I got up and like I had my other little towel with me and I was just like, if that thing comes near me, I'm gonna freaking whack it, you know?
Whoa.
Because I was so, oh my gosh, I was so scared. And then finally it flew out of like my complex area, yeah, onto the roof and elsewhere. But oh my gosh, my heart was pounding so fast. I was like shaking. I'm like, oh my God, because it was just going so fast. I'm thinking at any, you know, at any second it could be like diving, yeah, towards me or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so frightening.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
I know.
I don't know.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Now before we go, I just wanted to bring this up. Do you ever watch the game Jeopardy on TV? Sometimes?
No,
huh?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, apparently they had a one of the competitions for kids, you know. So,
oh, okay.
So this 12-year-old answered the question correctly. He just put an extra T, you know, like a typo type of a thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think he really meant to misspell it or anything. But so he wasn't given, so they didn't accept the answer, you know.
Oh.
He wrote Emancipation Proclamation,
uh-huh,
and so in Emancipation he put an extra T there. And so they didn't let him have it, you know. And so they're saying on the social media networks, people are like really upset and stuff about it because it's a
right.
kid, you know. Give him a break.
Yeah.
And all that. But
I mean,
Jeopardy
he got
is
the
saying.
Answer right.
But, yeah. But they're saying, you know,
exactly.
that this would have been, you know, unfair to the other contestants and all
mm-hmm.
that, and you got to answer it perfectly.
Well, was
so,
there a kid that spelled it right?
Probably, yeah. I
oh,
don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
but,
I mean, if it's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks and stuff. I like the game, but they're saying that that Alex Trebek, the host, was too mean to him. So,
aw.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're little kids, you can't be mean to little kids.
Yeah. But it's a game, you know? I mean, you got to
mm-hmm.
be fair with everybody. So
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I guess you had to watch it to see if he really treated him like shit. You know, bless you.
Thank you.
I love those sneezes.
Oh, man. I try to be so stealthy about it. Like,
I know.
Nope. Nope. Y'all heard that. My little squeak sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. And finally, I guess 50 Cent, if you remember, he was...
yeah.
He was charged with, like, domestic violence
yeah,
and stuff.
He
beat
got
up
in
his
trouble.
Girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
So he pleads not guilty now.
Yeah.
And
I heard about that.
So yeah, so that's happening right here in the Van Nuys court. And
oh.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I guess his girlfriend says he kicked her and beat her up and ransacked her room
that's
and whatever. Yeah.
Not nice.
So yeah, I mean just some people you have to
that's
be
scary,
really,
dude. Especially
yeah.
a dude like 50 Cent, man.
I
he
know.
Has no walk in the park. He
no.
is one
you
scary
be careful.
Dude. Like I would not want to be up against that. Like, yeah, you'd probably be able to kill me with one look.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There you go. Pretty scary looking. All right, Mia, that's it for today. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks
All
to our
right.
guests that never showed up.
Yeah.
And we'll see you
oh,
all.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Whatever. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.